Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sales to Success. This is an open forum for listeners to interact with master sales representatives and business owners in order to learn strategies to sell more effectively. Whether you are a professional salesperson or an entrepreneur selling your goods and services, Sales to Success is the place for you. Sales to Success, along with IMA Mastermind and Think and Grow Rich, is the one-stop shop for people who are interested in truly improving themselves. Our aim is to help you to think and grow rich while you establish your own mastermind organization built around the art of selling. Sales to Success is where sales professionals come together to sharpen each other's iron.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are once again for Sell to Success. I am your co-host, Rufus Curry Jr., and my other half of the show is
Miss Laura Greer. Hello, radio audience. Good evening, Rufus. How are you? How was your day?
My day was magnificent, and I am doing magnificent myself. How about yourself?
Likewise, it was a great day. I met with a lot of people. I helped them overcome their worries before it becomes such, and it's just awesome. Life is good.
Well, you know, any day that we have to go out and meet and greet other people, you know what I mean? I think that's that's one of the jewels and joys of being alive and having an opportunity to meet someone and gain a new friend or acquaintance and, you know, just share information. You know, I really enjoy that.
Most definitely. Well, I'm really excited about our show tonight, Rufus. This is our second show, and we're so excited what we're going to be talking about tonight. And we invite those. I reached out to quite a few people today, telling them that to join us on the air, listen in, or go on Facebook or whatever and sign on, or go on the internet and just join in and let's have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I look at, I was out and about today. I had to do some other stuff, so my routine was a little different today. So I had to got a chance to travel in some different circles and meet some other folks and tell them about it as well, and to have a forum where we can come together and share ideas and to help each other out. It's an awesome thing. And then, you know, looking at the book, and the title of the book is so apropos, and that How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Becker, that we're going to be using this as our textbook. But I don't want to say textbook, because if I say textbook, it kind of makes it sound like a class. And we don't want to make it so funny. We want to keep it classy, but we don't want to make it classy. We don't want to make it classy. So, you know,
100%.
I have to tell myself I have to slow down, because, you know, I've read this book on several occasions, and I've had the opportunity to just pull kernels of wisdom from this. And so I promised that I would slow down to make sure that I was able to allow other individuals to hear what we were doing and capture some of the wisdom that we gain from this, so that they could use these things in their lives as well.
Exactly. Right. Sounds great. So let's go ahead. Let's get started with it. Tonight we're going to start with Chapter 1. And Chapter 1 is titled, How One Idea Multiplied My Income and Happiness. One idea multiplied my income and happiness. So as we look at that, and with myself, when I first read that title, with me, when I open a book, I love to go to the like the tape, the contents, and see exactly what the book, the body of the book consists of. And so part one, he has four subtopics here. And tonight, as we talk about the first one, but the main topic of part one in this book says, these ideas lifted me out of the ranks of failure. So I'm excited, Rufus, because I know that as we do this right now once a month, and then it's going to gradually move to weekly, it's the fact that we're going to help many people as we are helping ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you look at when I was looking at this, and as we walked through this, the pearl of wisdom, and it was so simple. And just like he said one idea, not multiple ideas, which I'm sure there were many more ideas that came along to join the idea that he had, the epiphany that he had. But in how he came to that idea, and as we look at it, and in this, we'll be covering, you know, how one idea multiplied my income and happiness. There's also the second piece where he talks about this idea put me back into the selling after I had quit. And
yeah.
I know there's some out there who've fallen off from selling, whether you're running an independent business, whether you're working for a company, or you're doing multi-level marketing or something of that nature. To stay in the game. The you can't score unless you're in the game. The third part is one thing I did that helped me destroy the biggest enemy I ever had to face. And the only way, fourth section, is the only way I could get myself organized. And
wow.
Summary of chapter one. So when we look at it, we look at Frank Becker, and essentially what he was talking about, I'll give you a brief read of the first chapter, and it says, shortly after I started out as a professional baseball player, I got one of the biggest shots of my life. That was back in 1907. I was playing for Johnstown, Pennsylvania, in the Tri-State League. I was young and ambitious, wanted to get to the top, and what happened? I was fired. My whole life might have been different if I hadn't gone to the manager and asked him why he fired me. In fact, I wouldn't have the rare privilege of writing this book if I hadn't asked him that question. and the manager told him this. The manager said he fired me because I was lazy. He fired me because I was lazy. He said, well, that was the last thing that he expected the manager to say. And the manager said this, you drag yourself around the field like a veteran who has been playing ball for 20 years, he told me. Why do you act that way if you're not lazy? And he said to the manager, I'm so nervous, so scared, that I want to hide my fear from the crowd and especially from the other players on the team. Besides, I hope that by taking it easy, I'll get rid of my nervousness. And the manager said to him, it will never work. That's the thing that is holding you down. Whatever you do after you leave here, for heaven's sake, wake yourself up and put some life and enthusiasm into your work. And he began to act enthusiastically.
There you go. That's a loaded word, enthusiasm. But the thing is, you know, and as you were reading that three-letter word jumped out. He asked the question, why?
Why?
And why is one of the most important words when you are talking to people, when you're in sales, when you're selling. He asked why. Because this man, obviously, Frank, boss, knew that there was something inside of Frank, but he just was not displaying it. So then he asked him why, right? And he says, well, because of the fact that, why you fire me? Because you're lazy. But this man knew that he was not lazy. So nevertheless, what you need to do, you need to become enthusiastic about what you are doing.
Absolutely. You know, I look at, it's interesting that we're talking about this, that, you know, in my other, in my other world, working with kids, and I look at children and I look at adults, and you know, we live in an age where nobody wants to be have any flaws. Everybody is perfection. Every picture is airbrushed. Everybody's in shape. You know, every man is nine, you know, 6'5", and he's strong. He'll never get old or anything like that. Nobody has any flaws. But in reality, we all have flaws. And the most important thing is getting to that flaw, asking that question. Well, and the thing that Frank Becker suffered from is he did not want to appear. He was so excited and nervous about being a professional baseball player at that level. He wanted to kind of create this aura that, you know, I've been here. I'm not excited about it. You know, it's just another day. And in doing that, he undermined himself. So mm-hmm. We look at the term enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, it's in the dictionary.com, I have absorbing and controlling possession of the mind by an interest or pursuit. Absorbing or controlling possession of the mind by an interest or pursuit. Lively interest. An occupation, activity, or pursuit in which such interest is shown. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm speaks to the spirit.
And you know, apparently, Rufus, I'm quite sure no one had ever told Mr. Becker that he was lazy. Because when you read the information, it translates off the page as though that came as a shock to him, the fact that he was being labeled as being lazy. But, you know, many times in our lives, that's what it takes for someone else to see something in us that we lack, and then we to have a teachable spirit, a teachable mindset to be able to receive that and then go back and work with it. This was what Mr. Becker did. And as we continue to discuss this chapter one tonight, we're going to see how that came around again, not just in his initial professional baseball playing, but he was faced with the same, someone said the same thing to him another time after about 2 or 3 years. So enthusiasm is something that sometimes other people have to tell us that we lack that in order to help us go to the next level.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting, and we either talk ourselves out of an opportunity or we allow other people to talk us out of opportunities. I had a kid in my class. I was going to give out 50 bonus points if she would stand up in class and name the rest of her classmates. And any name that she could, she would get a bonus point for any name that she got right, first or last name, and 1 point for either name, and go around the room. And she stood up, and she was going to make an attempt. And another kid said to her, under his breath, I heard him, he said, "Don't embarrass yourself."
Oh, no.
She sat back down. She backed away from the opportunity. Now, Frank Becker was assessed as being lazy. So then he asked the manager. And then what it says on page 4, it says, a week later, and this is something that a lot of us don't do when we get this golden opportunity and we get the golden information. It says, a week later, Danny was the manager, induced New Haven, Connecticut to give me a trial. My first day in New Haven will always stand out in my memory as a great event in my life. No one knew me in that league, so I made a resolution that nobody would ever accuse me of being lazy. I made up my mind to establish the reputation of being the most enthusiastic ball player they'd ever seen in New England League, in the New England League. I thought if I could establish such a reputation, then I'd have to live up to it. So a week later, he made a huge change.
Exactly.
A week later, he made a huge change.
Exactly.
You know, so, and you're talking about the changing of the mind.
Exactly. Well, at this point in time, I think that we might take a commercial, and then we'll come back and continue our discussion in regards to the one idea multiplied my income and happiness.
Okay. Let's make some money. Let's pay the bills.
At Sales to Success, we strongly encourage each of our listeners to acquire a personal copy of How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Betker. ISBN number 0671-79437X. I say again, ISBN 0671-79437X by Frank Betker, BETTGER. Sell to Success.
All right, so as we continue our discussion, and you know what you were just saying before the commercial, Rufus, in regards to the how he made up his mind from that point on that no one ever again would label him or have an opportunity to say that he was lazy. And, you know, what did he do? He says that he appeared on the field. He said, I acted like a man electrified. He said, I acted as though I were alive with a million batteries. He said, I threw the ball around the diamond so fast and so hard that it almost knocked our out infielders' hands apart. Okay? He said, yes, it was all show and act I was putting on. And he said the thermometer that day was 100 degrees. He said he wouldn't have been surprised if he had dropped dead of a sunstroke. But what did that do? What did him acting like enthusiasm, what did that generate for him? And I know because I'm in sales, and I was talking with a lady on Monday, and she had a need because this lady is single. She's 70 years of age. Her husband recently passed, and she has no insurances that will take care of her if she gets to a point in life where she can't take care of herself. But the thing happened is that she waited too long, and now she has a certain illness that prohibited her from getting the coverage that she wanted to apply for that long-term care coverage. But the thing is, when I told her that she didn't qualify after we read the qualifying question, and her spirit dropped. But right away, I said, but we have something else. I have something else that will help you. And then she became so excited, and she applied for that. And just what am I saying? The point that how we, our enthusiasm become contagious in whatever we do in life every day. And this is what happened with Mr. Becker and the team. He said that by him acting enthusiastic, he said three things happened. He said that his enthusiasm almost entirely overcame his fear. Mm. He said that his being nervous, remember now he told Bert, his boss, that he wasn't lazy, but he was what? He said, I was nervous. I was nervous. He said, but that nervousness worked for me. And he said, I played far better than I ever thought I was capable of playing. So then he gives an a mandate, give some advice to the readers. It says, if you are nervous, be thankful. Don't hold it back. Turn it on. Let your nerves work for you. Then the second thing, he says, my enthusiasm did what? It became contagious. It affected the other players on the team, and they, too, became enthusiastic. It had a domino effect. And thirdly, instead of dropping with the heat, he said, I felt better during the game and after it was over than I had ever felt before. So say it inside of all of that. He said that he was a barrel of enthusiasm. The players were all enthusiastic. And what did it do?
Hey, he earned a nickname. he earned a nickname. The paper started calling him Pep Becker. The life of the team. Yep. So when you look at that, you look at what he was doing, and you look at the things that transpired, you look at, he said that within 10 days, enthusiasm took me from $25 a month to $185 a month. It increased my income by 700%. You know, he says, you know, let me repeat, nothing but determination to act enthusiastic to increase my income 700% in 10 days. Now, 2 years later, 2 years from the time I had been hoping to get $25 a month in that little Chester outfit, I was playing third base for the St. Louis Cardinals and had multiplied my income 30 times over. What did it? Enthusiasm alone did it. Nothing but enthusiasm. So he also, you know, this seemed like a great tragedy to me at the time, but I now look back on it as one of the most fortunate events of my life. You know, Laura, I mean, that is absolutely amazing. I mean, just a decision, something that simple, and he turned his life completely around. I look at, you know, that, and you look back over the course of, you know, Mr. Becker's life as we read his book. And, you know, this is something that has taken place in each of our lives, I'm willing to bet. So, you know, when we look at that and we look at what we are capable of doing, we look at what we are able to do, you know, it is phenomenal. And each of us, if we have callers out there, callers, if you're out there, if you'd like to chime in, please go ahead and press 1 on your keypad and raise your hand, and then we will give you an opportunity to have your say. But we are here for you, and we are ready for all the participation. Don't let us all do the talking, because, you know, I'm sure there's some experts out there that have some information that can help not only us out, help you out, because remember, we're about sharpening iron here at Sell to Success. So as we move on in the chapter, we're on page 5. It also says it.
We're on page 5?
Yeah. He talked about no matter what. Yes.
Okay, but on page 5, Mr. Becker says that the enthusiasm just alone, nothing but enthusiasm. And then he said that I returned home because he had a something happened to him. Are you there, Rufus?
Yeah, well, he said that I was at the bottom, and it says dismal failure at selling life insurance. I finally concluded that I was never, you know, and he was saying that, you know, baseball was the precursor to him becoming the man that he was, and it shaped his mentality and his approach to things. And, you know, he said that 2 years after that, while playing a game in Chicago. This is when he got hurt, and then he had to come out of he had to come out of baseball and transfer into sales in order to make a living. You know, he was saying that, you know, when he got injured, it seemed like a great tragedy to me at the time, but I now look back on it as one of the most fortunate events of his life. And, you know, later, further down in the page, it says, dismal failure at selling life insurance, I finally concluded that I was never cut out to be a salesman and began answering want ads for a job as a shipping clerk. I realized, however, that no matter what work I tried to do, I had to overcome a strange fear complex that possessed me. So, you know, and I tell all the time, it says, no matter where you go with you.
That's right. You can't get rid of it. You are always
whatever.
You know that what he was saying when he got injured and then when he got his stomach. But again, what was he sitting there in the class and he was speaking? What did the conscience say to him? What did he say?
Yeah.
He said, are you interested in what you're saying? And he's like, of course I am. Again, the same thing as Bob Kirk had told him. When he first got a clinic professor of football, what you need to do, what you need to act like it. You need to act like it.
Yeah, and so when you look at that, you know, and as we look at it, the thing that I'd like you to do, Laura, is we're gonna forge ahead with this, and as we move into our next segment, we'll come back and we'll capture the back end of the first section of this book. And then what we'll do is we will mush on to the next chapter. But I'd like for you to read the poem Victory. And this is something that a gentleman rehearsed, and he read this poem every day for over 20 years to himself.
Yes. Okay. All right. Awesome. This is awesome. This is Victory. You are the man who used to vote, and you were the uttermost. How much you know, and prove the distance you know. Another year we just passed through. What new ideas came to you? How many big things did you do? Time, let's tell first moments in your care. How many of them did you share with opportunity and dare? Again, where you so often miss. We do not find on the list of makers good. Explain the fact. Ah, no, it was not the chance you lacked. As usual, you failed to act.
I mean, that is awesome. I mean, you talk about what, you know, everybody has to. I talk about a mantra or something that I say to myself, and I have an affirmation that I read every morning and a couple of times throughout the day, is other things. But, you know, you need to have something. You need to have enthusiasm, and that it needs to be internal, inspirational. It needs to come from within. We use external things and to help us along. But, you know, since we have about a minute to go, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for calling in and listening. Next time I see, we have many, many callers out there, but what I'd like for you to do is to raise your hands. Don't be shy, because we're family here. We're among
friends.
We're among friends, and our objective is to get better as a group, get better as individuals, and we help each other by interacting with each other and sharing the pearls of wisdom that we have gained over these years together. And I enjoy the process of learning. So teach me. By all means, teach me. So, Laura, you have the last word.
Okay. We thank you all for listening, and we look forward to coming with you again as we continue to discuss and grow from sale to success. You are a winner. Go ahead and walk in your victory.
Walk in your victory, and if you're comfortable, go ahead and start running.
All right. Awesome.
Awesome. Success.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so it has ended. Are you there, Rufus?
Yes, I'm here. I'm going to call you on your own phone.
Okay. Okay.